این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Spiritual Purification and Focus on Spirituality. The ultimate perfection of human beings has been to know that they are helpless, to understand that they are incapable of worshiping Allah. He, Allah, has commanded it Himself to glorify Him, because it is His command all must obey, even if they are to blame for praising Allah, for endorsing His infallibility. In the mandatory prayers, wherever a glorification is mentioned, it is followed by praise in this manner, that glory is to Allah, and follows it with, Allah is the greatest.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to talk about certain speeches and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, who was the great leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to take some points and lessons out of these speeches and viewpoints in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives. On the subject of the holy month of Ramadan, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, God has invited us in the banquet hall of Ramadan. That is nothing except abandonment of carnal desires, egotisms, selves, and abandonment of egoisms. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh used to stress that fasting and performing prayers in the holy month of Ramadan deck and dress one's heart for attending to God's reception. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh recommended devotees and believers to strengthen themselves morally during the holy month of Ramadan. Imam rahmatullah alayh, the world religious and spiritual leader, used to put stress on availing opportunities of self-training and self-purification on the holy month of Ramadan. He recommended devotees and believers to strengthen themselves morally during this month. According to him, the holy month of Ramadan might have been prescribed because it is a month in which the Holy Prophet has perceived the truth. And after this perception, the angels and the Holy Book of Quran have been sent down. Ramadan, which is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, is a period of fasting and getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi,
sallallahu alayhi.
Fasting in Ramadan helps Muslims grow closer to God Almighty and seek His proximity. Muslims fast from early dawn to sunset every day throughout this month, and the fast requires Muslims to abstain from food, drink, material relations, and ill conduct during the fast. Fasting, which teaches how to control and discipline our desires, also makes us learn how to say no to things that are otherwise permissible and good, but are forbidden during fasting. And this is why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh recommended us to leave our carnal desires in this month, because the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so much in this whole month of Ramadan that man can easily quiet his or her bad habits, and that is a present from God. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.